Good morning, Sleepy Town. I'm Bo Bartlett, your host, and this is the Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from WCUG 88.5, Columbus State University, in beautiful Magnolia, Georgia, a.k.a. Columbus, Georgia. We're also heard on OHM Radio, WOHM, over in Charleston, South Carolina, 96.3 FM. Thanks for being with us this morning on the radio. We have a wonderful show for you this week. This is the eclipse show. We're going to do a recap of this week's eclipse, a phenomenal eclipse. I'll have a little travel log telling the story of my trip up to Arkansas to see the eclipse, the full solar eclipse. We have a quote of the day. The quote of the day comes from Lennon and McCartney, Paul and John. John and Paul. John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And it's their song. It's a lyric from their song. Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Lennon and McCartney. The word of the day today, we actually have two words of the day today. We have two words. The first word of the day is syzygy. Syzygy, when two or more celestial bodies align, when they line up, such as when the sun and the moon and the earth line up when there is an eclipse. Syzygy. Syzygy, an alignment of celestial bodies. Our other word of the day is umbraphile. Do you know what that is? Umbraphile, one who loves shadows, comes from the Greek, one who loves shadows, one who chases eclipses. An eclipse chaser is an umbraphile. All right, hope you'll enjoy our show today. All songs about the sun or solar activity or symbolic light. Just a great playlist today, and I'm glad you're here with us to enjoy it. We're going to start off with Ella Fitzgerald with Always Walk on the Sunny Side of the Street. Always Walk on the Sunny Side of the Street with Ella Fitzgerald. Thanks for being with us this morning on The Art House.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Afraid. almost over. If I never, never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on a sunny side of the street. On the sunny, sunny side of the street. tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days of the fall, nothing but blue skies ever. Never saw the sun shining so bright, saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies.
This is WOHM Charleston and WCUG Columbus. Thank you.
counting the leaves which tremble at dawn. Lotuses lean on each other in your name. Under the hooves, the swallow is resting.
I'm Beau Bartlett, and you're listening to The Art House. This is our eclipse edition today. I am in Jonesboro, Arkansas, sitting in a park, sort of a beer park, actually, with some food trucks around, here just on this outskirts of Jonesboro. Drove up from Columbus to find the clearest spot and the path of totality. And it is clear at this point. We are about an hour away from the beginning of the eclipse, and the weather is clear. There's a little overcast haze to the south, which I'm not that happy about, but we'll see what happens. Just wanted to check in with you here. I'm going to do a kind of tag team kind of thing where I'm going to let you know how it's going, how the eclipse watching is going. I don't really think of myself as an umbrophile, but I guess I am, as I drove the 10 hours up here to a clear patch to watch the full eclipse. So I'll check back in with you in a little bit as things get a little more exciting as it gets a little closer. Okay, see you in a minute. Bye. Okay. It's 3:15 p.m. on Monday, April 8th. Reporting from Jonesboro, Arkansas, where the moon has just finished transiting the sun. The eclipse is over. For me, it was a life-changing experience. Totally worth the effort to get here, 10 hours away. It's quieting down now. Most people have left the park where I viewed it from. A little beer garden, food truck park just on the outskirts of Jonesboro. People set up chairs, lawn chairs, plastic chairs, hundreds of people in this small park. We all witnessed it together. When totality hit, there was a audible gasp among the crowd. I'm glad I watched with people and not alone. Everyone gasped and cried out. I started laughing inexplicably and crying at the same time, sort of woo-hooing, wailing, a primal wail. I couldn't help myself. Later, afterwards, I had to apologize to people around me. One woman from Florida, who had come up from Florida, who was viewing the eclipse beside me, said it was okay. She excused me. She said it was okay. It added to the whole experience, she said. Oh boy, I'm embarrassed. But I couldn't help myself. It was uncontrollable. I've never seen anything so beautiful. I guess there's no doubt now. There's no doubt that I'm an umbrophile. I am a shadow chaser. I'm an eclipse chaser. I'm a shadow lover. I guess there's no doubt. I feel like it was a religious experience. I feel like it changed my DNA. I will never be the same. I sit in the park now, practically alone, a couple of tables left, people drinking beer and talking. I'll make my way back to my car a few blocks away, parked on Main Street. I'll drive back to Oxford tonight. Something beyond just seeing happened. Something metaphysical happened. Something spiritual happened. Something scientific happened. Something about gravity and magnetism when the body is aligned. I'm so glad I came to the path of totality. I feel blessed. I'm back in Oxford. This is part three, act three, of our story about the eclipse. I'm tired. I drove all day after the eclipse. Getting there only took 2.5 hours this morning from Oxford to Jonesboro, Arkansas, but everyone left Arkansas where there was the one patch of sunlight, and everyone left at the same time after the eclipse, so it took 5 hours, more than 5 hours, to get back to Oxford. So I arrived late, but I'm back. What a day. What a day. I've never experienced anything like the moment of totality of the eclipse, the full solar eclipse. Being in the line of totality. I liked the town of Jonesboro. Had a nice lunch at an all-you-could-eat buffet. A lot of local vegetables. Some fried chicken. And sweet tea with just a little drop of sweet tea in it. It was perfect. Then I went and sat in the beer garden. The food truck park. Where I watched the eclipse with hundreds of other people, local and tourists. There was something supernatural that happened at the moment of the total solar eclipse. When I laughed uncontrollably and cried at the same time. It was truly like a religious experience, like a religious experience I remember having in Texas when I was a young teen. I didn't expect it. I guess I didn't know what to expect. And I didn't expect such a strong emotional response to the moon covering the sun. But there was a corona, the light emanating from around the moon, from around the eclipse. There was a specifically one solar flare down to the bottom right of the sun, which extended out below the sun, beyond the rim of the moon. I stayed long after everyone else left the park, and I stayed until the last little bit of moon moved beyond the rim of the sun. I walked the few blocks back to town, got in my car, my old 20-year-old Mercedes wagon, black Mercedes wagon. I was very pleased that I didn't receive a ticket because I'd parked in a 2-hour parking zone. Thank you, Parking Authority of Jonesboro. I picked up a hat on my way out of town, a little hat, a Jonesboro Eclipse white baseball cap. They'd been monogrammed on the visor, 2024. And I drove out of Jonesboro, southward. When the first little cloud appeared, I had a moment because the ground went dark and I had a moment of reliving the feeling of the eclipse. A moment of, it's sort of the opposite of PTSD. It was a moment of awe returning. And I realized the awe that I was having for all things natural and phenomenal in this life. And the clouds came as I drove further south toward Memphis. Got in a long line of traffic, inching on the highway, inching along with all the other umbrophiles. Even the access roads, both sides, left and right of the highway, were inching along, everyone just moving slowly. And then after the rains passed, to my left, to the east, a rainbow, a full rainbow. My window was down. I was moving, and the wind was blowing through the window. My arm was out the window. And there, the rainbow, the full rainbow across a demarcated field where the plows had plowed rows, going back in perspective, and the rain had filled the space where the plows had plowed, and the lines receded toward the rainbow, and I moved slowly southward, thinking of the moon. Where is the moon now? Where is the new moon? The invisible moon that had passed in front of the sun in syzygy, where is it now? All things pass, all things come and go, all things are eternal. And I feel new, and I feel enlivened, and I feel that we are entering a new time, a golden age, a golden age.
Sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun, oh girl. Texas sun. I don't, 'cause you keep me nice and you keep me warm. Wanna feel you on me, can't wait to get back there again. Texas sun. Texas sun. Texas sun. You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Ooh, baby, you're so gorgeous. How about you and me? Take a little trip in the big body.
Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. How does it sound? You and I, baby. Oh, take a ride with me, baby. You by my side.
You're listening to Art House Radio, hosted by Bo Bartlett.
When you close your eyes. And you make the limit move.
seen a smile like yours. And if you grow up to be king or clown or pauper, I will say you are my favorite one in town. I've never held a hand so soft and sacred. When I hear your laugh, I know heaven's key. And when I grow to be a poppy in the graveyard, I will send you all my love upon the breeze. And if the breeze won't blow your way, I will be the sun. And if the sun won't shine your way, I will be the rain. And if the rain won't wash away all your aches and
on top, the glitter glow. know the pressure slows pressure. I feel the blade, the cutting edge move out, out, out.
I tried to do it all right.
I went down, down, down.
Working hard, little delight.
I forgot the sound of
diamonds
so bright. I cannot hide them. So heavy, I cannot mine them.
All of this precious making.
So wild, I cannot tame 'em. So shiny, I cannot name 'em.
All of this precious making.
Diamonds disperse the white light. Pink, purple, green, red, yellow, blue. I am in that mood, indigo. Pink, purple, green, red, yellow, blue. I am in that mood. So bright, I cannot hide them. So heavy, I cannot mine them.
All of this precious making
diamonds. So wild, I cannot tame them. So shiny, I cannot name them.
All of this precious making.
And just like that, we've come to the end of another Art House. Art House Radio, coming to you from WCUG in Columbus, Georgia, and WOHM in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. I hope you enjoyed our little show about the eclipse, the major celestial event, life-changing event of the totality of the eclipse, which streaked across our nation this week. You can see the complete playlist on the website arthouseradio.com. That's A-R-T-H-A-U-S radio.com. We started off with Frolic, Jake Xerxes Fussell, Ella Fitzgerald with On the Sunny Side of the Street. We heard Miles Davis Quintet with Solar, and Haley Brunell with I'll Follow the Sun, the Lennon and McCartney song. We heard Lana Del Rey, her version of Blue Skies. We heard Pink Floyd with Set the Controls. During the story, we heard Man Bartlett, 2018-0516. Then we heard The Golden Age by Beck, Texas Sun by Kurungbin and Leon Bridges, Looking at the Sun by My Brightest Diamond. Had the opportunity to meet My Brightest Diamond this week, Shara Nova, when she was in Columbus working with the Schwab School students. Oh my gosh, she gave a great performance at the Pearl. Just amazing performance. We also heard I Have Never Loved So and Pressure, ending up with Pressure. Just what a great, great combination of songs. And what an incredible voice she has. We're so lucky that she visited Sleepy Town and gave a wonderful performance to a rather small gathering at the Pearl. And what a good job she did working with the students, the Schwab students, just incredible. So what a great time we're living in, what a great, great city we have in Columbus. So much is going on, so much art and so much culture. Same is true in Charleston, just culture abounds, creativity abounds. Let yours just take flight. Let the great creativity flow through you, the great celestial syzygy of all things. Let it flow through you and come out and be your creative product. And don't shy away from it. Just let it flow. Let it flow. All right. We're going to head out with Always Look on the Bright Side of Life by Monty Python. Have fun with that. We're out of here. Thanks for listening this week. Hope you'll get some creative work done. Can't wait to see you back here next week on The Art House. Thanks for listening. Love and light, y'all.
Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shish. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Records available
always
in the foyer.
Look on the right.
Some of us got to live as well, you know. Alright, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there.
Always look on the right.
Change his mantle in 3 weeks. What do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always look on the right.
I never made the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Always